Open Water 20. Section 7, Management, Part 2. Version 2.06, March 16, 2020. Always check this version you are listening to is the same as the version available on DiverAid.com. Boat Diving. Around the world, the majority of dives are conducted off a boat. These may be day charters and/or overnight charters. You may be going on a small rigid inflatable boat, rib, a big day boat or a liveaboard. Be prepared and make sure you have everything with you, because there is no going back once the boat is heading out to sea. Make sure 1. Everything is in an excellent working condition. 2. Your cylinders are full. 3. Your equipment is marked because it may get muddled with other equipment. 4. Use a dive bag or fin bag for your accessories. 5. Take extra gear, for example, wind jacket, hats, refreshments, seasickness tablets, etc. Boat terminology. 1. Bow, front. 2. Stern, back. 3. Port side, left side when facing forward. 4. Starboard side, right side when facing forward. 5. Heads, bathroom or toilet, ask how this works before you use as it is not the same as on land. 6. Galley, kitchen. 7. Bridge or helm or wheelhouse, navigation station and steering area. 8. Captain or skipper, the boss, listen carefully to him or her. The captain or crew will show you around the boat, where to sit, stow your gear, and give you a full emergency briefing, which will include items like life vests, lifeboats, emergency oxygen, radio and/or communications, etc. If you do not understand, then please ask. It may take a few minutes or a few hours to get to the dive site. On arrival, the dive guide will give a dive briefing regarding the conditions, emergency procedures, and general dive practices. They may do this whilst on the way out to the dive site, so stay tuned. When kitting up, watch your balance when walking around a large boat, as it can be slippery and awkward with the boat movement. When you dive from a large boat, you will enter the water by a giant stride, and from a smaller boat or rib, a backward roll. Make sure the water is clear before you enter. It is best to descend on a reference line following your dive guide. If you are not following a dive guide and you and your buddy choose your own route, remember to begin your dive into the current, if there is one. Get your bearings when the bottom is in sight and dive your plan navigating back to the boat so that you are back at the planned time. If you surface a distance away from the boat, inflate your surface marker buoy, so your dive guide or surface support and other boat traffic will know where you are, and start swimming. If the crew are really kind, they will collect you with a rib. Exiting the water to get back on the boat. With a large boat, hold onto the ladder firmly, take your fins off and pass them up along with any accessories like a camera or torch. Remember, the stern of the boat will lift out the water and plunge down in the swells, so timing is important. Smaller boat, hold onto the ropes on the side of the boat, hand up any accessories, then your weight belt and lastly your equipment. Do a full power kick, and at the same time pull yourself up onto the boat. The dive guide or surface support will usually help you by gripping the back of your wetsuit and pulling you up. Sometimes they have ladders that you can use. Once on board, stow your gear properly. Ask your dive guide or crew if you are not sure of anything. Generally follow the instructions of the dive leader as they may have particular procedures for their area or their boat. Follow the instructions you are given. Always be careful of the propellers on any vessel. They need to be disengaged when the divers are entering or exiting the water so that there is no danger of a diver sustaining a propeller injury. Tips for divers booking through a dive center or charter. 1. Book your dive through a dive charter who you know follows all the safety regulations and can cater for the needs of all your equipment types. 2. Make sure your dive leader knows the site. Find out how many dives he or she has on the site and if he or she has assistants, for example shore support, a dive master, etc. 3. Don't try and predict the weather and the sea conditions from your bed in the morning. You have to trust the skipper's advice. 4. Find out beforehand if the dive is a single or double cylinder dive, as many dive centers use this as a reference to determine how long each dive time will be. 5. Make sure you fully understand the dive site, depth, and type of dive you are booking. Get as many details as possible. Remember to dive well within your training and limitations. 6. Make sure that your buddy is as proficient as yourself or better. 7. Always carry a rescue sausage or surface marker buoy, SMB, reel, compass, and a torch. 8. If you have a camera, try to find a group with the same interests, as photographers and videographers have different needs, and diving with a group who are not either can be a problem for you. Diving together. What 9 considerations must be discussed or reviewed before you dive to enable a safe dive plan? 1. Dive conditions, weather, surface conditions, tides, currents. 2. Entry and exit points and techniques. 3. Route to follow. 4. Maximum dive time and depth limits, minimum breathing gas pressure. 5. Communications. 6. How to stay together. 7. What to do if you get separated. 8. Lost buddy procedures, search for 1 minute, if unable to locate buddy, ascend slowly, rotating and looking around, and reunite at the surface. 9. Complete a dive plan and hand it to the surface supervisor. Kitting up for a dive. Kit up together so you are both ready at the same time to enter the water. Follow the recommended dive center or boat procedures. Generally, the following would apply in order. Assemble your scuba unit and make the necessary checks and adjustments. 1. Put your gear near the water's edge completely ready, or on the dive boat where the crew have advised you. 2. Make sure you have all your accessories ready for the dive, and clean and prepare your mask. 3. Put on your exposure suit, booties, and hood, if needed. 4. Put on your weight belt, then ask your buddy to help you don, put on, your scuba unit. Put on fins, and make necessary adjustments. 5. Lastly, do a buddy check before entering the water. Staying warm and comfortable. Exposure protection from the cold is very much based on what you are personally comfortable with. Some temperatures feel cool to some divers and freezing to others. It is best to talk to a RAID registered dive center and ask local advice for the area you plan to make your dives. Generally, open circuit diving requires more exposure protection because you are breathing cold air. However, diving in water that is too hot can also be uncomfortable. There are lots of options on offer and you can get the full details under the equipment section. Remember that if you are uncomfortable in the water, then abort the dive, there is always another dive day. RAID note, you will need to adjust your exposure protection to suit the temperature, the equipment type and the type of diving you are doing. Streamlining yourself. Before you get into the water, make sure you secure and streamline your equipment. When underwater, move slow and steady. Make hand movements as little as possible. Use your fins to maneuver whilst keeping a horizontal body position. The basics of navigation. If you and your buddy are going to enjoy many shore entry dives or dives requiring you to return to a specific point, then it is a very good idea to enroll in the RAID Explorer 30 program. Here you will learn the introduction to navigation. The navigation specialty program can be taken thereafter and will provide a more thorough understanding. Learning to navigate will minimize how often you may get disorientated, and or long swims back to shore or boat, making diving safer and more comfortable. License agreement. This document is the property of Rebreather Association of International Divers AB, Sweden. All rights reserved.